The screen opens up revealing static. The static transforms into the text HBO against the black background. HBO Documentary Films. HBO Documentary Films presents a New York Times production, a Multitude Films production. A film by Geeta Ganver and Samantha Knowles. A woman wearing large circular earrings drives.
Hello, this is a free call from an inmate at Denver Sheriff's Department, County Jail.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring. To accept this free call, press 1. To refuse this free call.
Hello?
Hi, this is the Colorado Freedom Fund. How can I help you?
I'm trying to get out, ma'am. My grandmother is sick. I've been through a lot. I was just wondering, is there any way you guys can help me? I don't want to lose my grandmother while being in here.
Mr. Mickey, I'm sorry to hear all that. How much is your bond?
I have a $10,000 bond and a $5,000 bond.
Do you have a caseworker there at the jail who's helping you, or a social worker?
I have a public defender. He had got off the case because the case is nothing too big.
Words appear. Every day in America, 350,000 people not convicted of any crime sit in jail cells simply because they cannot afford to pay their bail. A title appears, How We Get Free. Sunlight shines down onto a suburban street, Denver, Colorado. The woman from the car, Elizabeth Epps, holds her phone as she makes breakfast.
Hey, good morning. You said you might have someone for the Jefferson County Jail?
Yeah, I do. It's so late, she posted for her before.
Young, she's like 30-ish.
Okay.
It's $5,000.
Okay, so that's gonna be 4 for Denver, 1 for El Paso with possibly one more.
Yeah.
1 for Arapahoe and 1 for Jefferson County. Okay.
And I updated Payne in the database because she does have the 2 $5,000.
I literally have 2 letters from her sitting in my hand right now. From the Denver jail.
All right, let's push it. Thanks.
Elizabeth looks at envelopes on her desk, then examines her phone.
Whoever this is calling from the Arapahoe jail at 8:42. Somebody called at 7:01, but I missed it. And then I hope they call right back because they are often not able to get out and get another call through right away. I'm going to wait before hopping in the shower because they usually call right back.
Elizabeth types quickly on her phone.
There are more people in jails who are pre-trial in America than there were 40 years ago who were serving sentences. We've found new things to criminalize, new offenses to make illegal, new ways to put poor people and immigrants and children in cages.
Elizabeth gathers her things and shoulders 2 bags before leaving her house.
I've been arrested. I've spent time in jail, both pre-trial and post-conviction. I went to law school. I wanted to have those tools and use them.
Elizabeth gets in her car.
I saw folks who could not pay their bail, who were pleading guilty when they were innocent just to get out of jail. And the culmination of those things, it almost seems like, while it wasn't planned, if I'd known to think ahead, I would have known that, of course, in this year of my life, I would be working and directing a bail fund.
Elizabeth drives out of her garage.
Denver Sheriff's Department, County Jail. This call is subject to recording and monitoring. To accept this free call, press 1.
Good morning, Colorado Freedom Fund.
Yes, I'm just calling just some information. I'm actually incarcerated in Denver. I have a $1,000 bond now. I'm going to ask to try to get my bond reinstated.
Yeah, Mr. Chavez, if you could get it lowered to $500, we'll pay it.
Okay.
An inmate at Denver Sheriff's Department, County Jail.
Been here for 4 weeks. I still have 3 weeks before I go and get sentenced.
How much is your bond?
$1,000 cash only.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
I'm just looking here. Will you please help?
Did they raise the bond?
Yeah.
We're going to try, but $3,000 is more than we can usually pay in a case like this. But if you call back Monday, I'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
You hang in there this weekend, okay?
An inmate at Denver Sheriff's Department, County Jail.
Elizabeth enters the building and opens a door at the end of a hall.
Cash bail, in theory, what it should be, someone is accused of a crime, the court can set an amount of money that ensures the person comes back to court. You come to court, you resolve your case, you get your money back. And the result is that poor people either sit in jail forever and ever, or they plead guilty just to be done with it. That has nothing to do with justice. It has nothing to do with guilt or innocence.
She picks up letters.
All but one of these are letters from people in cages.
Everyone who we post bond for is legally innocent. The only reason they're still in the cage is because they can't afford to pay their bond.
This person wrote, "Freedom ain't free, but it's worth it."
Elizabeth looks at the letters one by one.
This person we're getting out of Jeffco. This person we're getting out of Denver.
We take in money from donations. We use the money to pay for people's freedom. When their case is resolved, we get the money back.
This is from Ms. Payne, who we are going to get today.
Elizabeth opens the envelope.
Date, her name, her birth date. She's 25. She's young. Address is Motel 6. Dear Colorado Freedom Funds, hello, this is Kiana Marie Payne writing. I wanted to thank you for all the help and support you have given out to us inmates. Here's my logistics. 3 bonds preventing me from release, $5,000, $5,000, and $1,000. Total, $11,000.
Kiana Payne is smart and she is resourceful and has also had a difficult couple of years. And she reached out and she needed help with having her bond posted.
Elizabeth tucks the letters away.
I remember one of the letters, she'd gotten access to colored pencils because she'd written the name Colorado Freedom Fund like in a sort of rainbow way. And I don't know if she intended it to stand out, but it did stand out in the pile of mail. Once she got out, she experienced some other challenges. She missed a court date and she was rearrested for missing court, didn't have new charges. But what is unfortunately all too common is the court reset her bond at a much higher amount.
Elizabeth stamps checks. Flags wave outside a gray building. Elizabeth sits at a glass window.
How have you been?
I've been good. How about you?
Good. Okay, so not too many today. Let's start with Ms. Payne.
All right.
This deal's a joke. I swear it's a joke.
I don't think he enjoyed his stay. I can't even remember what county it was, but I was looking up directions, you know, so I Googled it. And, like, the first thing that comes up was, like, Yelp reviews. It was like, I did not enjoy my time at the Broomfield Grace. Like, if you have the sense of humor after that to go online to Yelp and review the jail, they clearly didn't break your spirit.
Well, I will give those back to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Elizabeth sucks a card into her wallet and shoulders her bag before leaving the window.
Thank you. You too.
Pens cover a desk. Elias Diggins, Denver County Sheriff.
Cash bail has disproportionately put people of color and poor people in situations that have gotten them deeper and deeper into the criminal justice system. When you come to jail, it's only going to take about 72 hours before your life really begins to change. You stop showing up to work, your company or your boss is not going to hold your job likely for a while. So then you get out of jail and you don't have a job, right? So then you have to figure out a way to feed yourself, feed your family. The hard part about that is you have folks who have entered the criminal justice system with very small or minor infractions who then get into that circle.
Elizabeth checks her phone as she sits in a waiting area.
When folks are out of custody while they're pretrial, it means that they don't have to plead guilty just to get out of jail. They can retain housing, they can keep jobs, their family relationships aren't fractured, to even pets and plants, things that people can't care for while they're in cages.
A woman in glasses steps out.
Ms. Payne?
Yes.
I have your letters.
Oh my God. That is so amazing. Thank you.
Two of them I actually just got when I went to my office this morning, man. Yeah, so I'm gonna keep them, but I did want you to know we got them.
Okay.
What do you need first?
My stuff is outside.
Okay.
Kiana walks out with Elizabeth.
Thank you, sirs. Have a good night. Let's get you some food and put that sweater on you.
Okay.
This wind just comes in here out of nowhere.
It definitely feels a lot better than the air inside of here.
Ah, thanks for putting it in perspective.
Well, you know, in there they tell us, if you were ever homeless, this is much better than that, and they try to
do
get
they,
us...
Someone has said that?
Oh, most of them do. 3 meals a day, a shower. It must be good in here. That's what they say.
I'll just bite my tongue on that one. Let's feed you.
Okay.
Okay.
Kiana looks at her phone as Elizabeth drives them away.
Getting out is almost unreal.
So how long were you in?
I've been in custody since September 10th.
So 9 weeks.
Hello?
Hello, Mom.
Hey, Kiana, what's going on?
The Colorado Freedom Fund gave me grace and helped me get out of jail today.
All right, good.
I'm on pretrial release. And so right now we're on our way to get a little bit of food and then Motel 6, that's where I'll be staying.
Okay, you stay in the hotel. Don't go out, just stay there.
I will.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Wait. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hearing the news that I was getting out was all I needed to hear. And the fact that I was sexually assaulted.
Oh my God, babe.
At the county jail.
I'm sorry that I didn't get there sooner.
It's okay. You know, one of the girls asked me to do some drugs. I said no, but I told her, hey, look, I'm not really looking to tell on you guys. You know, I'm doing my time, okay? I'm just in here.
Right.
So, but they started singling me out. So they decided to take me out and put me by myself in medical.
Right.
That's when the sexual assault happened.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
A few nights later.
Elizabeth pulls into a drive-thru.
Can I get a number one, please?
Okay, you got it for you. Can I get a shake? A strawberry shake? A strawberry shake.
Small or large?
Large. With whipped cream, please.
With what?
Whipped cream.
Of course.
Thank you.
Elizabeth takes the order.
I'm going to get you checked in, and then why don't we pick a time tomorrow that
we can meet?
We can probably. Okay. Let me see.
I can come to you guys if you need.
Didn't you just tell her you're not leaving?
Oh, yeah.
Because you, on it, like, jokes aside, you, like, seriously, all seriousness, you realize if you get picked up, they're going to set your bond so high that we can't pay it.
Okay.
So let's just not even give them that option, okay?
Yes.
So we're going to get you checked in, make sure you have my number, and we'll set a time that we'll catch up tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, this wind.
Elizabeth and Kiana walk to the motel with the food. Elizabeth backs her car into her garage. She switches on her living room light and sets down her bag. Elizabeth carefully waters plants with a black watering pail.
I spend a lot of time thinking about this work and thinking about what I'm not doing enough of. When I'm looking at a jail roster and I'm seeing how many people we got out, all I can really see is how many people are still in.
Sitting on the floor, Elizabeth takes off her sweater and tosses it aside, then roots through her bag. She eyes a letter.
How many letters we get that I can't help the person, their bond is too high, or they're serving a sentence or for some other reason. And the letters often, you know, they come addressed to me and they'll say, Dear Miss Elizabeth, you know. And their letters are often full of really difficult stories. We're coming into a holiday season and I get really overwhelmed thinking about who's not going to be home for Thanksgiving and who's not going to be home for Christmas because of the existence of cash bail and the existence of these cages.
Elizabeth pulls an unfinished Lego set from under a table.
I'm working really hard to translate that into motivation to keep going and think about how we're going to get to the place where we're ending cash bail in Colorado.
She pours pieces out of a bag and carefully sorts them. The box shows a Lego house decorated with lights and a Christmas tree. Elizabeth begins carefully assembling the Lego. Clouds drift past the full moon hanging in the black sky. Fidgeting with her hands, Elizabeth sits on a blue couch gazing off.
I can't remember the first interaction I had with a police officer or with policing, but I certainly remember interactions from a very young age. They were going to be taking a parent to a cage or to prison, and I wasn't in trouble, but they were discussing where would I go. They've been painful interactions all the way up and until recently.
Okay, if I touch you?
Yeah.
Okay, so where are you, where can I take you?
September 2015, so Beyonce's birthday weekend, and that's a holiday in my household. Also known as Labor Day, but celebrated Beyonce's birthday weekend with my girlfriend, and we were at a pool party. And there was a young man across the pool who was having some serious trouble. He was visibly very distressed.
There's a man who's clearly having a mental incident.
I said to my girlfriend, but let's at least check on the kid.
I'm getting my keys.
Everything was okay and improving, and then the police came. No one needed them.
Stay still. So look at me, Cody. She's gonna give me my keys. We'll drive you back over there, see if you can get in the cabs. Do you want to still get in there?
We're not going to continue walking around here. Are you using this pool without somebody's permission?
There's no crime in Aurora for you to go deal with?
There's plenty of crime, but this is what I'm here for.
Sir, can I please make sure to do what?
To leave the property.
I'm invited here.
Leave the property?
I'm invited, yes.
The next thing I know, I'm being pushed up against a fence.
Take your hands off of me! Take your hands off of me!
Look.
Let me get my things. I do not want to be here. I wanted to check on that man.
And it handcuffed and charged with interfering with an investigation, obstruction, trespass. Of course, resisting arrest. They always add that in.
The officer covers Elizabeth's phone camera.
I was sentenced to 30 to 90 days. I did get credit for good behavior, as they call it, and so was able to get out after a couple weeks. And it was still hell. It was still hell, even though it was an end in sight for me. And I got to know the women who were in my unit, and I was aware of what they were accused of. None of them needed to be there. None of them, the behavior that they were dealing with that landed them there was fixed by jail. While I was an abolitionist already, certainly that experience in that jail deepened my commitment to it.
I'm here at the Arapahoe Cage. You can see it behind me. That's actually the entrance to where I was caged. Just leaving the jail, the bonding office where we spent $1,020 to buy freedom for two of our neighbors. I'm just feeling really heavy because all the women in my pod 2B, which is where I was caged until earlier this month, they're all still there. So it is 9:30 p.m. in lovely Greater Denver, Colorado. I am outside the jail. It's raining, sleet snowing, and I'm headed back into the jail to pay $510 and $210 for two neighbors' freedom. So the bonds this morning are for $500, $100, and $250 tickets. Christmas night. We have colleagues who are posting tonight in Jeffco. I'm headed to Arapahoe and for one out of Inglewood. I am here at the Arapahoe County Cage.
See, we're leaving the Denver jail.
We have paid the bond at the Aurora jail.
What we do is buy people's freedom, including people who have been over-policed and harassed by local cops. What you're not gonna do is try and tell me I'm misrepresenting what I'm fucking living. It's really cold, and I really have no time for mansplaining in this bitch.
Elizabeth opens an iron outer door and unlocks a wooden door behind it. Inside, she hangs up her jacket. Sheriff Diggins sits at his desk.
I remember when they first began, they only had a couple of $1,000 in the Colorado Freedom Fund. That began to grow incrementally, small growth. But when George Floyd happened, the way that it grew was phenomenal. They raised, I believe it was over $1.2 million.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love each other.
We must love each other.
Support each other.
Support each other.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
The world learned about Breonna Taylor and George Floyd.
And there was this mass influx in cities around the country of protesters being arrested.
We must love each other!
We must love each other!
Denver, Colorado, June 1st, day four, round four.
Massive crowds march.
People saw what was happening and wanting to help, and also recognizing that these unjust arrests were happening to people who were protesting another injustice.
People run as tear gas streams.
I recall seeing Elizabeth on TV out in the front of those protests and leading them, and then it was like a day later, I was walking out into the lobby, and it was around maybe closer to midnight, and I saw Elizabeth in the lobby, and she's out there paying someone's bond. In fact, there were like five bonds that she had, that she was doing her Elizabeth magic, right? Just, she moves in a fast way. And so she's saying, all right, this is the money for this one, this one, this one. And I go out there and I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, oh, I'm fine. She said, but let me show you something. And so she showed me where she had been shot with a rubber bullet. And I just recall thinking, Elizabeth is out leading these protests during the day. But then at night, she's in here still getting people out of jail.
Elizabeth smiles at her phone.
What's up, abolitionist?
What's up, sheriff? I'm ready for you to be the first openly abolitionist sheriff in the country.
Oh, yeah? I'd be happy to wear some of that.
Okay,
we gotta figure this out.
Well, y'all still got people in that cage, sir.
Come on now. I know. I appreciate
you saying that. So, I do. You know, I think your job shouldn't exist, but until we get rid of it as a position,
I understand that.
I don't mind you being the person in it while it does still exist. I appreciate you. As an abolitionist, I'm comfortable being upfront with the fact that, like, my goal is for prisons to not exist. But far more importantly, at its core, abolition is the work of building. It's the work of creation, right? So we're working to create communities where people have clean air and clean water and safe schools that are free of policing and places for rest and play and worship. And, you know, because we know that when communities have these things, they don't need cages.
I do not believe in defund the police. I do not believe that we can exist without jails in America or prisons either. And so I think those are places where Elizabeth and I probably have different ideas about the criminal justice system.
Because it's bigger than just the criminal justice system. The Black community and other communities of color as well, we are in a state of crisis.
Absolutely.
And if we don't get it together, then our children, our grandchildren, and our grandchildren's children are going to be in an even worse place. So we've got to do the work.
Right? Well, you know, I agree, and I appreciate you, sir. And I'm actually getting a call right now from inside that cage. So
do the work.
Okay.
See you later.
I appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. This is the Colorado Freedom Fund. How can I help you?
I'm wondering if I qualify for the Freedom Fund.
Okay, so in the past, your bonds were $1, $100, $250, so those were things that we could pretty easily pay. With this $10,000 bond, and we're not going to be able to post those right now.
Then I have to go back to court and try to get a bond reduction, and then when I get out, I update you guys right on.
Okay, good luck, sir. Bye-bye.
Elizabeth works on a laptop.
We can't save our folks one by one. We have to have deep systemic change and policy change. And we know we've done our work when we're shutting our doors.
Elizabeth types on her laptop. A fountain sprays water high into the air. 18 months later, cars pass a government building. Political signs read, Katie March, Democrat for State Representative, and House District 6, Elizabeth Epps. Elizabeth and a bald man sit with mics.
Elizabeth, I know you never saw yourself running for political office. You've always fought from the outside. What drove you to say, you know what, I'm going to get in and be on the inside and all of the folks that I've spoke to, they're going to be speaking to me.
Folks ask me to, and that's a humbling, honorable thing. When we as community, it's not just elect one of our own, but when we select one of our own, we know who we're getting. Folks asked, and they asked because it's time for truly principled progressive leadership. There are progressives at our Capitol. We are running to join them, and we are asking you to help us cultivate and mentor the next class of people who's gonna help us. Issue that keeps me up at night, these new bags I got under my eyes, is community safety. So I'm gonna give you this. I know I gave her my card, but I know she works a lot.
Elizabeth hands out flyers.
I know that we have to and we can invest in the things that actually keep victims safe and not just reduction work after the fact.
She knocks on a door.
From the moment that I filed to run, the most common question I got from reporters and from other folks in communities, do you think Denver is ready for an abolitionist? We'll see on election day.
A blanket of gray clouds hangs over distant mountains and shuddering green trees. A bicyclist passes houses. A woman jogs past trees. A bearded man records a video. Elizabeth's official account posts, it's finally official. Today, the Denver Clerk certified the June 2022 election results, and we did it, y'all. We won. Elizabeth beams at a crowd in a bar.
So how y'all doing?
Elizabeth's Democratic primary race was one of the tightest and most closely watched races in the state. She won with 53% of the vote.
We've extended a standing invitation to Elizabeth to speak to you as a future legislator about her plans for the upcoming session.
Elizabeth steps to a mic in an auditorium.
There are 100 legislative districts in Colorado. I live in one of the bluest. And our whole race was the primary. Whoever wins the primary wins. You can go ahead and start printing the business cards. I'm Representative Elizabeth Epps. One thing about me, I'm gonna be straight with you and be real because I'm gonna be your state rep for the next 8 years. I care about a lot of things, but I'm not gonna hide the ball. I really, really care about ending wealth-based detention in Colorado, ending the criminalization of poverty. And for me, that has a particular attachment in cash bail. Everyone ready to end cash bail in 2027? Less. And we can do lots of good things in between. So.
Elizabeth hugs a white-haired woman wearing glasses.
My ability to step into this natural progression of my own work, the natural evolution of my commitment to abolition, as now an abolitionist in the state house with the resources of state government available to me to craft good policy, to run good bills. That is a gift that I had not anticipated.
Political signs lean against the wall and hang throughout Elizabeth's house. She holds her phone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I think about Kiana Payne a lot. Kiana is back in a cage. I wish I could say that this is the last time she will be in a cage. I hope it is. But until and unless we change certain systemic things, and we are going to, then it's certain that she'll keep coming back. But she doesn't have to. She's not dangerous.
Elizabeth walks with Kiana.
When we are investing in things that keep people out of jails, we obviate the need for arrest, and it opens up the possibility of ending cash bail and doing the thing that's next. Because liberation is not a zero-sum game. Right? When I get more free and my people get well, you get okay too.
Kiana grins as Elizabeth drives them. Elizabeth Epps is now serving in the Colorado House of Representatives. She remains the executive director of the Colorado Freedom Fund. Lawmakers in at least a dozen states have moved to eliminate or reform the cash bail system. Based on the New York Times article, Bail Funds, Flush with Cash, Learn to Grind Through This Horrible Process by Nicholas Kulish. Directed by Gita Ganber and Samantha Knowles, credits continue. Copyright 2023, The New York Times Company, all rights reserved. This motion picture is protected under the copyright laws of the United States and other countries throughout the world. Country of first publication, the United States. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or copying of this film or any part thereof, including soundtrack, may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The New York Times. A presentation of Home Box Office. Audio description created by Point 360, written by Shane Weathers and narrated by April Watts.